All right, welcome back to another episode of Let's Talk About It here on the Mandated Podcast Show. This is your host, your friendly host, Selwyn Robbins. I'm always glad and excited to speak before you. I hope that you have been enjoying and just moving through these days better than you have been before. And this is what I mean. There's been so much going on in the political realm, at home, socially, economically, that at times we probably just don't even know what to do, where to go to for answers. So we may just sit and not do anything, just be a person of inaction. And sometimes we need that moment so that we can get clarity on our next step. So whatever you're doing, look at where you want to be. And I say this for myself. I have to first preach it to myself before I speak it to anybody else. And we're going to get into this today. But first and foremost, I just want to give you this quick scripture before we go into today's topic. It is coming from Philippians 3 and 14. It says, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. So I think that really ties into this topic I'm going to discuss right now. And it's called Operating in Freedom. And where this came from actually was because of a frustration that was really upon me last week. I want to say last Friday going into the weekend. And I was having a conversation with my wife, as we always talk. And I told her I was just very frustrated with a lot of things that are going on. And just to let you know what that was, I was dealing with a financial situation. It was actually already being handled, but I had to review with this organization my current income to see if I'm able to pay more. No, I don't. But, you know, that's just the way of this particular organization. And the thing that really frustrated me is that I have to review that every couple of years. That's no problem. But the stressor was that having to have more money taken out of the house in order to pay financial obligations. But even before that, there was a letter sent in the mail that I had actually missed, and there was a deadline to send in my information so that they could review it. So the stressor really came because I didn't stay on top of my responsibility, right? And as men, that's one of the challenges that we may face at times, is handling our responsibilities, taking things for granted as minute, small, something that we can deal with later, even procrastinating. And we know none of those things really bode well for any situation. You know, it always tends to come to bite you in the backside. So that happened, and I was dealing with, you know, some small little things with the family. I was even dealing with frustration with the cat in the house, man. Literally, he was just getting on my nerves. Loved the little fella, but he was just getting on my nerves. So all that actually just came on me very heavily that weekend. And I've been frustrated before, you know, temporarily or maybe not as heavy. But this particular time, it was just too much. So coming into the title of Operating in Freedom, when I was speaking to my wife, she said, "Baby, you're not operating in your freedom." And I knew exactly what she meant, but I had to flush that out. And it was really one of those words that just stops you in your tracks, like, okay, right? So I decided to do this, and I lead off the conversation in this manner. Men, you have to find a place, a time to take action upon those situations that are before you. The responsibilities that are in your hand, you have to take action. You may not be fully involved with the situation, but it is affecting you. So you have to make a move on how you're going to be involved, how you're not going to be involved, how you're going to take steps or measures to resolve the situation. So one way I resolved the situation for me was that following Monday or last Monday, I got on the phone with the organization and we went through the finances. It wasn't an audit or anything, just to let you know. It's just something we review every so often. And I thank God that the individual I spoke to, it wasn't that he gave me favor, the individual gave me favor, God gave me favor, But the individual I was speaking to was very friendly, willing to, you know, sit down with me. We may have this discussion. And long story short, when he got back on the phone, he's like, hey, your payments could stay the same. Bam. That, once he said that, that relieved so much stress that was upon me. I said frustration, but it came into a situation where I felt stressed on it. And what I realized in this is, as I just said, I had to take action. I couldn't let that moment fester. I couldn't let it set into where it prolonged, right? To where it became even more of a deeper issue than it already had been. And I am so glad that I was able to do that. And I had, before I did anything, I stopped and I prayed and I sought wisdom. The wisdom came from God through my wife, and I listened. And guys, that's so important that we do listen. We don't just hear, but we hear to listen, meaning to take action upon those things. And had I stayed in this mindset of procrastination at all, everything would be fine, you know, I'll get it later, I don't think the situation would have been the way it turned out for me, right? So I thank God for that. So in operating in freedom, you can't operate freely if you're frustrated. Frustration tends to keep you bound. It tends to keep your feet planted, not moving. It does the same thing for your mind, that you're so focused on how the situation is stressing you out that you cannot find a solution. You know, it's just as, you know, if you're in any kind of storm, a physical storm, you're so focused on the storm at hand that it's contrary to what you're trying to do. It's beating you down, it's weighing you down, that you can't see outside of that, right? What I've come to find out in one point is that you have to be the peace. And when I mean peace, you have to be the stillness in those situations. And when you are that person, when you're operating in that mindset and or spirit, you tend to see more clearly. You're more calm, you're more focused, you're more open or susceptible to receiving the wisdom, the answers, the insight that you need. And when my wife had told me about operating in freedom, there's another thing that was also happening with me at the same time that was frustrating. And this deals with transitions. Currently at my job, the job is fine, great benefits, pays well. It's definitely tasking on the body, but nonetheless, it's a great job. But I know that's not where I'm supposed to stay. Now, that is my job, but it's not my work. And when I say my work, it is my purpose, what I'm called to do according to God's will, right? According to His desire for me. And my desire is to build men so that I can build families and build communities, right? But there's a bridge in between the place of my now to the place of my tomorrow. So the place of my now, my present state, is that I'm working full time, that I'm, you know, of course, earning some good money with that, you know, benefits, et cetera. But I also see where I get frustrated when I don't see any movement for what I'm wanting to do, or I don't even see any movement for where I am. But one thing I'm trying to do is trust the process. And in trusting the process, that takes me into the transition to my place of tomorrow. So the transition, think of that as the bridge between where you are now to where you want to be. And in that place, on that bridge, you have to expect that there are going to be frustrations. You have to know that even in the frustration, you may still be making progress. So how is that? Well, yes, you are frustrated. You are kind of held, you're kind of standing still, but you can still make progress in where you're trying to cross over to fully, that is. Whether you're looking to be an entrepreneur, your own business, a business owner, looking for a promotion, whatever that may be, that's on the other side of the bridge. You have to realize in this that there are going to be setbacks, right? But what I've understood and been hearing so much lately is that a setback is nothing but a setup for a comeback, right? Dr. Willie Jolly, he says this all the time. I believe he has a book entitled that. We tend to get caught up so much with where we are that we can't clearly see where we're going, even in the place of where we are. So this is what I mean. For a person that is wanting to operate in freedom, and let me bring it, make it more real for you, that you're wanting to start your own business, many times where you are right now in your full-time job gives you insights, gives you hints of what it's going to take to be that full-time business owner. It's going to give you insights to the very people that you're going to be working with, the very people that you're going to need to connect to. So for instance, in my job, I work with men for the most part, right? And my ministry is to men. My heart is to better men. But he's given me a job that is fertile ground for the launching of that ministry, for the building of that business, right? So even if you're in a place of your now and you may be frustrated, you still have to see it as a place of seed, a place where you're planting good seed that's going to manifest on the other side of that bridge. So operating in your freedom isn't easy all the time. You have to go through a lot. Think about it. If you're operating in your freedom, it means at one point you were bound, that you were held back for whatever reason, that you weren't making any headway or progress, but it's still a place where you can do your work. So operating in your freedom, that has been my frustration working in that transition right there. So I just want to encourage you with that word. Don't give up and don't lose hope of it. Keep that vision in front of you. And at the same time, see where you're planted and how that can actually be a catapult, a launching ground for what you really want to get into. I don't want you to think that you cannot do this, because if you could see it, if you could see yourself in it, you can do it. But that is the hardest part, right? We can see all the visions, all the dreams, everything that we want to create, but you have to start physically speaking to it. You have to physically start putting yourself into it. You know, this morning, actually, after men's prayer, I went for a little drive and I went out to one of the PGA Tour golf courses. It's actually the Colonial out in Fort Worth. And I've been there years ago at a tournament, just visiting. And I said, you know what? I just wanted to go out there and see what it's like, because I just like the atmosphere of a golf course. Well, I was driving in a community and the homes that I see, I love homes. That's one thing about me. I love homes and the architecture. It was a very well-established community. And with it being that, of course, the price had to accommodate, right? It was literally across the street from the golf course. And my mindset was, man, I would love to have one of those homes. But this is the mindset of a person that wants more. Is that, wow, well, yeah, I can be in that home, but what more can I do with it? I said, well, you know, they have tournaments here frequently. What I can do, if I were to have one of those homes, is lease that home out, sort of like an Airbnb, for the tournament players, and have them be there for the week time frame that they're in town. You've heard of this before. It's nothing strange, but think about that. I may not actually get that $1.2 million home. I may be able to get a home of lesser value, but still in a well-established area, and do the very same thing, right? Now, that's not necessarily my goal, but that's the creative mind that I have. Wherever you are, I just speak this creative freedom that you are able to see the possibilities that are in you, but you have to get away. You have to get a way, not get away, but get a way to start making those plans. If that's what you truly want, start getting connected to the individuals that are in that arena. Start operating in your freedom. Start operating in a creativity that is in you, because we were made to be creative. You can see this everywhere. Everything that we're involved in has to deal with creativity. We just see the results of it. But think about the minds behind everything that you're using. All right, guys, look, I just want to encourage you to operate in your freedom, move into that place that you're wanting to be fully into. But understand, there's a place of now and a place of tomorrow. And in between that is your bridge that's connecting you. It is your transition place. So in that, press towards the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus for what he wants to do through you. Don't discount yourself.